Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Coming up on today's episode is this.
What do you want in your potato, please? Burnt ends. Oh yeah, let me just get some from the floor. from the fucking cinders of my fucking... Yeah, £8, you fucking dickhead.
And in part two of today's episode, we're going to be talking all things my film choice. That is Air. But first, lads, what have we been up to this week?
I think we're going to talk initially, just very quickly, get it out, the wind.
Big, big wind.
There's been some massive wind.
The storm.
In the UK.
In the UK, yeah. Massive wind.
Yep.
And I feel like...
Bins have gone over.
Bins have gone over, trampoline in the garden. Isn't it? It's next door's trampoline, shame your garden. Oh, fuck, they didn't keep it down.
Yeah. I've not lost any fence panels.
Cow on the roof.
My mate sent me a trampoline that went into someone's roof, into a semi-detached. It went into their roof, and I went, you'd need a net to not fall off.
Yeah. I saw my neighbour this morning. You know, you have those... plastic like bins for garden waste.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I saw him throw that back over the fence that had obviously blown in the storm.
The
storm, yeah.
So it was quite bad down our way. It sort of hit.
Did it have a name? They usually get a name. Storms.
Yeah, and I can't remember what the name was. That's that one just gone, and then there was another name for
the Igor. Igor.
So do they name? Do they name them every single day?
They're going out
every single. No,
it's alphabetical order,
yeah,
isn't it?
Every single.
But has the past 3 days been one storm?
Igor. No, there was one that went, and then the Isha went. Came
Igor.
In. Igor. Fucking Igor. Frankenstein's mate. Igor came in. So it was quite bad down there. I got a text off. Never get a text off from my mum. Text off from my mum. Just all right. Yeah. Now, it's windy up there. She's in Newcastle. It's windy.
Yeah.
It was 91. The gusts were 91.
Miles per hour.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And I went,
that's bad.
You all right? Yeah. Fine.
And just not even mention it.
Not even mention it. Like, it was howling.
It was bad. I wouldn't have wanted to be in a flat. Were you ever in the flat here?
23. Got in yesterday.
Floor 23.
Floor 23. It was moving.
But aren't they meant to do that?
Yeah, well, no, the bollocks. Yeah. That's what they tell you.
Oh, Coulson, yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I was in the flat. They're meant to do this, don't worry. Yeah. No, you get in the flat and it moves and you go, it's fucking moving. The flat is moving. And I sent you a video of the windows, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
I made the stupid mistake of opening the bathroom window, get a bit of air
Could
in.
You not shut it?
I couldn't shut it. It's like I'd opened it on a plane. I'm like, oh. I'd gone to the loo, as you do, and I thought, oh,
I'm going to get sucked out of
the window. I'm like, ah! Two hands like that, the pulling.
Oh, I were asleep last night and woke up because an alarm were going off. It wasn't any of mine, but it's someone's, the wind.
You're alarmed,
someone's car,
aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a lot. I've got it full.
City Centre weren't that bad. Got a few buildings to protect us.
So. Oh, so you never really get it,
not
do
that
you?
Bad, no. Not
wind
that
and
bad.
Rain.
It's weird that it's been fine through, well, not fine, but it's not been too bad through the day. But then on the evening, it just picks
night,
up.
It just, I went for a dog walk, took Star out halfway round. She looked at me, what is going on?
I was doing the thing today.
Was she like a kite?
Her ears were back. And there was one bit where we couldn't walk up the hill. And she was like that in the wind. And then she sort of looked at me and went, oh, the rain hit us both. And we both went, oh, like that. And she looked at me and she was like, oh, I'm going to chase after that squirrel. And went, but didn't move.
I were running today and I set off. And then when I got on the river, I was like, I was doing intervals and I was like, I'll go that way. Because I was like, I'll run into the wind to start of, and then I'll have a tailwind to finish. And then I was like running into the wind on an interval. And then I was like, it's too much hard work. I'll go back. And then I was getting too far past the bridge of the river for my session.
You nearly took
so
off.
I basically was having to go back and forward, one into the wind, one not into the wind, because I was trying not to run into the wind.
What would you do if you took off? What would you do?
You'd flop your arms, wouldn't you, and give it a go.
Yeah, nope, for best.
You'd shit yourself. Yeah.
Has it ever happened where the wind stopped you in your feet? I've had it, where you've been like...
Yeah, and it's difficult to move forward.
I told
you
about my next door neighbour taking me up in that kite.
Yeah, you have, yeah. Remind us.
No.
Paragliding.
It's not paragliding. It's not paragliding. So you're not...
No engine. What's it called with no engine where
it's
you jump off a cliff?
Sailing? No.
Maybe it's
summit gliding.
It's not gliding.
Well, it is
look
gliding.
At her penis.
It is gliding.
But yeah, but paragliding, you get pulled up by the boat.
Yeah.
My mate said, no. Tim Royal said, his henna's like, Alexa.
It's good, that, isn't it?
It's fucking good, that, isn't it? That's funny as fuck.
That we treat Henry
it's
like Alexa.
It's like you go off a hill.
Paramedic.
It says here, paragliding, yeah?
Yeah.
When you run off a hill.
You run off a hill.
But didn't you have wings when you did it?
So, my next door neighbour.
Like,
paraglides all over, like... No, you don't have wings like Icarus. You don't go to the sun. He has wings. He comes next door. Don't worry, I've made some wings from straw. Oh, yeah, that sounds great. He goes all over, like, the big mountains, everything. Mm. And he goes all over Italy. He goes,
when they go close to the thing, it's not that.
No, that's base jumping.
Yeah.
He's got a parachute.
These people, they jump off a cliff, but they fly for, like, 8 hours a day.
He flies for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm on his front. And we're on not a massive hill with a white horse by mine.
The white horse by...
There's a white horse near, by
on
me.
The way into Dorset.
Oh, everything... No.
Is there more than one white horse?
There's more than one white
horse.
There is.
Pub. There's a white horse in Cessna.
Are you joking?
Not the pub, Jack.
No.
The fucking white horse
on
the ground.
On the side of a hill, they do a chalk white horse.
There must be a few of them.
I've never heard of it.
You must have.
Another white horse
Lloyd's
pub.
Bank.
Another white horse
Lloyd's
pub.
Lloyd's Bank
Which
when
one?
It runs past. The White Horse Pub. Well, we're by the White Horse Pub. We're off the roof of the White Horse Pub. So I'm strapped to his front facing out.
Yeah.
And then
he
says...
Is he behind you then?
He's behind me. But he said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn round. Someone's going to hold you. And then I'm just going to pull my arms like that. The parachute goes and brace and just walk. And I went, what do you mean, just walk? And he went, walk. When I say walk... Walk off the cliff. So I thought you'd feel something take off. You'd feel yourself get lighter or run.
Yeah.
And you went, no, walk off the cliff.
When I
and
did it,
you
I
just
had
go
to run.
Down and then.
And I went, oh, okay. One, two, three.
You're
if someone told you to walk off a cliff, would you?
And I did. I trusted him. So you go down. You go, and then get you.
You use the trees to fumigate, don't you? So then you get. Higher.
He's invented.
That's a word.
You use the trees.
Fumigate.
To fumigate. The thermals, which is heat, not trees. You don't use the trees, you'd be dead. Thermals is heat,
and
not
it's under
trees.
It's normally under the trees.
No, everywhere. No, because when you get to 4,000 foot, the trees aren't there. I'm telling
it's
you now.
It's trees that cause turbulence.
What?
It is.
Clouds.
Producer Henry, do trees cause turbulence?
So planes are at 35,000 foot.
This is a fun fact for you.
So you don't get any turbulence over the Atlantic Ocean. None.
Trees.
Smooth.
Trees cause turbulence.
Turbulence.
Yeah, are you saying it wrong? Turbulence.
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 It says, hedges and trees can also be used to protect shrubs from wind. All right, move on from that.
Oh, geez.
Blah, 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 blah.
No.
Which may deflect the wind.
No. Blah, 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 blah.
Which may deflect the wind, causing some turbulence on the leeward side. So.
No.
Not to aeroplanes, Coulson.
No.
It's a huge steel thing. Anyway, forget the trees. He goes, walk off.
There.
Walk off.
Yeah.
And we walk up, and then he's got a watch, massive watch. You'd love that. He's got one of those, beep, 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 beep. That's you going down. Beep, 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 beep. That's you going up. But he hits a thermal, and then when you miss the thermal, beep, 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 and your stomach just goes 5,000 foot up.
When I did it in New Zealand, and it was with this French guy, and he was like, when we were going, he was like, "You comfortable?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Do you like roller coasters?" And I was like, "Yeah, I like roller coasters.
Do you?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I love roller coasters. You know that we've been to all the towers together."
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way you said that. Like, do you? Like you'd met on a first date. Do you? What are you into, roller coasters?
So I went, "Yeah, I love roller coasters." And he went, "Okay, good." He went, "You've got two options. We either touch the ground in 60 seconds, or we touch the ground in 10 minutes' time."
Oh, okay.
And
we have the...
And he was like, but if you like roller coasters, you pick 60 seconds. And my mate was in front of me, and I went, what's he picked? And he went, roller coasters. And I was like...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I was up for half an hour.
I went, okay. And then literally he just went, boom. And
let's just get there.
Loop the loops up and down. Yeah. And it was like,
He landed. Good. I thought you landed in the field below.
We did.
No, no, no.
Were you off?
No,
on
he could go round. He lands back where we took off.
Oh, really?
On the same height in transition.
But there's loads of people. Picnics, drinking, loads of other people.
Don't mind
paragliding.
Us.
And I'm thinking, he's going to land in the field. The empty field.
Yeah, you go down.
And I said, well, we're going to land. He said, oh, just back where we were.
Back on the white horse.
Next to the car.
Next to the car.
Okay, so when I go close to the ground, just walk on the ground. Like you'd walk off some steps. Okay. We're landing back on the mountain with loads of people and they don't move. They're all... And he went, burp, burp, burp. And he went, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Does he get a round of applause?
No one even stared.
No one blinked.
And then one guy used to be in the RAF, was so good at it, he was in a kind of sleeping bag, kind of gliding. He got out and he went, ding, ding, and stopped. Right by someone having a picnic. He said, no, when you're really good, you don't land in a field. You just land back where you've started.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you don't want to pack up.
Pack your chute back
miles
up.
Away.
Yeah, miles away. So he said, yeah, he just... Yeah, lines. But he's gone from, like, France to Switzerland.
Jesus.
I do. Yeah, the guy who did mine, I was like, what's the longest you've done? And he was like, easily 100 miles. He was like...
How did they go for miles?
He said, you can be up for as long as you want. He went, as long as you get it right and you're smart about it.
So he's going with... The thermal takes you, so you keep going up, and the thermal...
So he has a bit of a buff.
He just aims for trees and turbulence.
He waits for the trees. He's so low, he's just above the... So you get the thermal, and then he said, if it's a good day, and especially if you're by mountains, the thermal will carry you wherever you want to go. Then you just pull out of it.
Any paragliding, Jack?
No, I've done water skiing.
Any good at that? I've done wakeboarding.
I was good at that.
Water
on the water, I'm fine.
I don't have you as a wood skier.
On the water, I'm really good.
But on land, wood
skiing. My balance.
Are you not a good skier?
The thing is with the water that I like, if it goes wrong and you fall into water.
Yeah.
Goes wrong on the snow, you break your legs.
You can still break your legs on water.
Not really. You just go in, you have to splash around.
I like your version of skiing, though, which is you definitely break your legs.
Yeah.
I think
you don't just fall off, bit of powder.
I think if you had a ski accident at 40 mile an hour, or you had a
I'd be that guy into tree.
Mile an hour,
that'd be me.
You're breaking
the cartoon,
your legs.
The cartoon.
The
into
I
tree.
Like skiing,
or it'd be avalanche.
I've only been to that thingy. What's it called? Avalanche.
Can you imagine
Escape.
If you're on a slope and you just heard someone scream avalanche, and then you turned around and it were there.
How good would you be skiing off then?
Skiing off? You'd be bombed.
Yeah, you'd be crapping yourself,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Don't look back.
No.
Start the music, wouldn't you?
I could get into skiing. Just for the ski holidays, I think it'd be good fun. But have you done any skiing this week?
No, it sounds...
What have you done this week?
It doesn't sound... Oh, this week?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Oh, were you? No, I had one story. It's really shit. And it's really short.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But it tickled me for 30 seconds.
Not in boots.
Okay. It's not that big. It's just at home. It's just a passing comment that the mother-in-law made.
Yeah.
I wanted a bit of chocolate.
Yeah.
Because I have some chocolate on the night sometimes. Yeah. Some Galaxy.
You like a chocolate.
Dairy milk or something.
You got
like
off
that.
Galaxy though recently.
I've moved on to dairy milk a bit now. I think it's because I'm getting older in life.
Yeah.
Rough chocolate dairy milk sometimes.
What do you pick? What do you go for?
Oh, the old dark chocolate.
No, I'm not that old.
You go Bonneville.
When you get to my age, you basically have gone to 90% dark chocolate. That's why I go.
No,
extreme cocoa.
A bit of sea salt or a bit of chili.
See, anything with sea salt's good, or anything salted caramel's good. But then not a massive chocolate man.
Anyway, shall we hear this?
Yeah.
So I said, I quite fancy some chocolate. And she went, there's a Frodo in the in the cupboard over there.
Frodo.
And I went, a what?
She bought some Frodo.
And I went,
she?
A what? I went, there's a what? She went, there's a Frodo. There's a couple of Frodos.
She knows
in the
it's thing. A Frodo.
I said, are you taking the piss? Are you taking the piss?
She does it for these. She does
and
it for this.
Said, and she said, what? And I said, it's not a fucking Frodo, it's a Freddo. And Hanny goes, Mum, it's a Freddo bar, you know that? And she went, we've always called them Frodos.
What,
and I went, bollocks.
Lord of the Rings.
I said, bollocks.
Have you just eaten that lad from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. So I was amused for like a minute.
There's a Frodo in the fridge.
It made me like it
says, it even says Freddo.
I know, but...
She's gone Frodo. You used to get Frodo. From the canteen and they stopped Frodo. And didn't it? Frodo.
They do ones with Frodo. And they do ones with caramel in and stuff, don't they?
If there was a chocolate Frodo.
If you're lucky enough to get one of them. A caramel one. Caramel Freddos were mint.
I do most of my like dirty food through TikTok now. So I don't actually eat it.
What?
Just watch.
Oh, I know.
I either watch
food
people
porn.
Make it.
He's watching food porn.
I either watch people make it or watch other people's reviews of it. And then I'm like, that must be really nice. So I'll like watch someone make a Rocky Road or a cheesecake or
a burger
Biscoff and Oreo bar with fucking this in and that in. And like, I'll be salivating watching it. And then I'll just go on to the next thing.
He's had it. That's enough for him.
Yeah.
It's quite sad, really.
Yeah, that's kind of where I've got to. I lick the phone.
Do you know what? You should be a doctor, Jack.
I tell you the other thing on TikTok. I'm in a massive hole at the moment.
Oh.
There's this guy.
Ooh, steady on.
Called the Spud Man. Yeah. It's this guy called the Spud Man.
Yeah.
And all he does.
I know. Let me finish that sentence. Does he just make baked potatoes and put different fillings
he's
with
like
them?
He's fucking baked potatoes. He has
a baked potato van, Jack, in Tamworth. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they queue so fucking far for this. And all he does is do cheese and beans, cheese and tuna, cheese and chili, cheese and
makes
curry.
A fortune.
Five baked potatoes. But I just sit and watch him make them. And I don't know what it is because I don't mean to do it, but he just comes on. And I've spent 5 minutes watching him serve Julie on a lunch break.
I bet he gives you all that shit about how to do a baked potato properly.
Well, you do two. You always get two. So you have a baked potato and then you have half a baked potato. You smash it into the pot. Then you put the butter on. You put the salt and pepper on. Then you put the cheese on.
Are you cooking your baked potato?
In a baked potato oven.
Oh, no.
He's got a van.
But hang on, Colson.
He's got a van.
I'm not on about him. I'm on about you at home. How do you cook?
Well, I only have an oven. So it's in the oven for 4 hours.
Haven't you got a baked potato oven?
4 hours?
Yeah, in
4 hours.
Foil. 4 hours? You put a potato in the oven for four hours?
I've never
cooked a baked potato. All I know is that they take a while to cook.
You've never cooked a baked potato.
When would I have ever cooked a baked potato?
I don't know. You're doing all the videos about baked potatoes.
Yeah, I don't have baked potatoes myself.
You fucking weirdo. Why are you sat at home watching food you don't even eat?
I don't know. I just enjoy it.
Do you know what? I've seen something. What is it? It's on this video and I've never heard about it before. It's a baked potato. Oh, what? They bake potatoes? Yeah.
I used to chop baked potatoes up and like chuck them in the air fryer, but now I don't have an air fryer. So Friday night, I'm going to have steak. I've already decided I'm having a steak on Friday night. I've bought some potato, but I'll just chop them up into like chips. I wouldn't know how to do it as baked. I guess with a baked potato, I know you wrap it in tin foil and I know you put it in the oven.
You don't have to.
But I thought you had to cook them for a very, very long time at a very high temp.
I don't know. Ask your man. How long did he cook them for?
40 minutes.
But he has a baked potato oven.
Oh, maybe you need to get one. So you watch videos of food that you've never eaten.
I don't know why I do it.
What's your favourite baked potato topping?
If I... cheese and bean or chicken curry and... cheese.
You're not going chicken curry.
Hey, Jack.
Who goes chicken fucking and curry? And there's one. Dog.
So it's not the thing
it's
is.
Beans,
the
thing beans is, and cheese.
Beans and tuna.
Or tuna.
Right, I've got it. Top, we've done this before, haven't we? Top five.
You don't have beans and tuna.
Top it's five one of the baked other. Potato toppings. At one, cheese.
No, it's beans.
No, cheese and beans. It's cheese and beans.
It's beans. Beans is the one.
Beans butter? And cheese go together.
They butter.
Yeah, you've got to have butter.
But you're not having just butter as a
tuna
general.
On its own.
I don't
tuna,
like tuna
mayo.
Tuna mayo. Ooh.
Bit of red
coleslaw.
Onion.
No. See, this bollocks. Is what the Spud Man does.
He'll go out of business.
Get this.
Do that, tell him. He doesn't know his fucking... He doesn't know his where he's
doesn't know his ass from his baked potato.
He doesn't know his...
But I've been seeing other baked potato men on TikTok as well now. Oh. And there's people that do like short rib... mac and cheese, crispy onion bits, burnt ends.
No.
Like there's some fucking good potatoes.
Burnt ends.
Burnt ends.
I'd have plenty.
What do you want in your potato, please? Burnt ends. Oh yeah, let me just get some from the floor. from the fucking cinders of my fucking £8, you fucking dickhead.
The only time I would have a baked potato is
yuppie bastard.
Yuppie bastard. It's fucking beans, cheese and beans, butter or fucking tuna. There's no fucking burnt ends.
What about chili con carne?
Ooh.
Chicken curry?
Nah, I think you've gone off there. You've once you get off there, you've you...
No, I think staple baked potatoes are chili con carne, cheese and beans, chicken curry.
Chili's not bad.
And tuna, tuna.
Chicken curry's not.
Did I just say tuna three times in a row?
Tuna.
If I say it too many times, it'll hit me in the face.
So you've never had a baked potato, but you watch videos of them.
No, I have had a baked potato. If the canteen at work shit, then there's always baked potato.
Do you ever have one though?
No, because normally they have chicken and rice, and I just eat chicken and rice. Bagels are my new thing at the moment.
What?
Overnight oats, bagels, and then just prepped food of various concoctions of chicken and rice, and then
prepped.
I'll have steaks. I'll have, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what pisses me off with bagels?
What?
The fucking hole in the middle.
I like that.
I like that. What do you have on your bagel? I went on a long run on Sunday. I had one jam and one Biscoff before I set off.
A jam and Biscoff bagel.
You just use
bagel.
It as an excuse to basically have a fucking bagel cheesecake. No one has Biscoff on a bagel, Colson.
Quick release carbs for running.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the Biscoff bit, Colson?
It's just nice.
Biscoff.
Mum had it in. I was at home, wasn't I?
Mum,
I don't have it. I don't have it in at my house.
It'd be rude not to.
It would be rude.
Biscoff.
No. She had it left over from the Biscoff Rocky Road cheesecake from
peanut
Christmas.
Butter.
What's your Ninja Creamy like?
Good. Next time you come round, we'll have one.
Do as a batch.
Yeah, but it's like, so I've been using it.
He's not used
tinned
it.
Fruit.
He's not used it.
Absolute bollocks. He's I've used it twice.
His mum's
twice.
Used it
twice.
Once.
Hannah bought
Do you
me
know
it.
What?
Not my mum.
I'm going to give you this, Colson, now. 1,000,000%. It's too much of a pain in the arse to wash.
Dust.
No, it's not.
Dust on it.
It's
dust.
Not. The pain in the arse, Ben, is that you have to prep in advance because what you have in it has to be frozen for 24 hours. So in the freezer right now, I've got waiting to go. I've got pineapple. So a whole thing of tinned pineapple in the thing, a whole thing of tinned peaches, and then I've got a protein shake.
Sorry, I need to get it in.
I don't know. I've not got a dead body flavored ice cream. That might be too much for the Ninja Creamy. I could try it. You could fit one in my freezer.
Imagine.
What's that?
Imagine you open a freezer and there was a dead body in there.
What's that? What's that story where she kills him with frozen lamb shank and then the police officers come round to investigate the murder and she serves him the lamb shank and they eat
the murder
evidence.
Weapon.
It's
I don't
a,
know,
ro-
it does
it's a
ring
Roald
a bell.
Dahl, isn't it? Isn't it a Roald Dahl?
Oh, I don't know about
I don't know.
It does ring a bell.
Bandit
she cooks
rabbit.
The murder weapon.
What have you been up to, Coles?
Other than TikTok, I went back home this weekend because it was the cricket club presentation. It was a very, very low-key do.
Sounds exciting.
It wasn't exciting. It was
what presentation you've made that up?
Player at year.
It's middle of the year.
We had to do it, and the pavilion was getting closed down because we're doing a bit of a refurb, so I had to get it in. Everyone's on holiday. It just needed to happen, otherwise someone had pecked my head for it not happening. Anyway, we did it. We had awards, and I said to Martin orders all the trophies, and I went, instead of doing trophies for the adults, the last thing an adult wants is a fucking trophy. They're not going to put it anywhere.
I'd say that's the first. That's the first.
I don't think you want.
Say that to the Oscar winners.
Yeah, I don't think you want. It's a fucking trophy. Went, so what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to make a certificate graphic and put it in a frame.
Certificate graphic.
That's bollocks. An adult doesn't want a certificate.
I think that's better than a trophy, mate.
No, it isn't. No. Is it bollocks?
When you lift the World Cup, you lift a certificate.
Producer,
we won the World Cup. I got my certificate in a frame.
Producer Henry's shaking his head at me. But maybe I've cocked up.
You have. You have.
I thought they looked good, but I'm in charge of these certificates. Oh, yes. Mm.
What have you won,
Ben? What if I fucking spelt wrong?
Certificate.
Oh, Castleford Cricket Club's bowler of the year goes to
bowler.
I spell bowler.
Noel.
B O L W E R.
Bowler.
That's how I spell bowler.
Bowler of the year.
Yeah.
Why don't you use spell check? Because you told us you were on Ankeek's Roadshow. but everyone else in the world now has spell check on it. You've taken yours off.
I left school at the age of 11 to be a star.
Yeah, but everybody has spell check on their WhatsApp or text messages.
No, but I think, Jack,
you've found a way round it.
Because my sister's told me before, I need to delete my keyboard history because I've spelt things wrong that much. My keyboard saved it as right.
Yeah. Ankeeks.
What can I say?
Hey, welcome back to Ankeeks Roadshow.
And on that bombshell, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk all things Air. And if you want to find out what's going on in this clip, make sure you join us. There is a place where all your dreams come true, and that is
Toys R Us. Toys R Us. Toys R Us.
And that is from the end of the rainbow. But if you can't find that, join us on Patreon.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Welcome back to On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack, and Ben. Now, before we left you, I mentioned a lamb shank over the head, Roald Dahl, old Alexa, aka producer Henry. What did you have for us in the break?
It's called Lamb to the Slaughter, and Hitchcock also did it.
But it was a short story by
Roald Dahl.
Thank you very much. And Turbulence is caused by trees.
I didn't say that.
Any pilots, please write it.
Imagine if we had a pilot.
Imagine you were that low in a plane. You went, oh, got a bit of turbulence. Oh, yeah.
Watch out for the trees.
Watch out for the trees. I think the trees are fucking more worrying about the turbulence.
Yeah, yeah.
This week's film, chosen by me, it's Air. Are you ready for a synopsis?
Yes.
Air is the story of the basketball division at Nike going through a tough time. It's having to find the next rookie to bring through and sign on to a pro contract. And the character played by Matt Damon really wants to get hold of is Michael Jordan. They have to fight off the competition from Converse and Adidas to get the signature of Michael Jordan. And doing so opens up a whole new world for Nike and the Air Jordan world. Nike. Always been Nike to me, but it is Nike.
Yeah.
But where are you on that?
Growing up as a kid, I was Nike.
Yeah.
No one growing up in Newcastle is going to say Nike.
No. Yeah.
I see you got your Nikes on. Yeah, you're not getting away.
But you've always been Adidas.
I said Adidas.
I say Adidas.
Adidas.
Oh.
But it is Adidas.
I thought you said Adidas.
Adidas.
Do you say favourite or
favourite? I said Nike and Adidas as a kid.
But it's wrong.
As I've got older, I've realised it's
For me, it'll
Adidas
always be Adidas.
And Nike.
Nike and Nike, I can split between.
Yeah.
Just a quick one before we go into talking about it. Pick one, Nike or Adidas?
Adidas.
Well, I wear both.
I think they've got the longevity.
If you can only wear one for the rest of your life.
Adidas. I've got Adidas socks on.
It's such an easy pick for me, this. But it's obviously an easy pick for Jack. Ben?
The shoe I wear most and I've always worn most is the
Stan
Samba.
Smith's. Which is
Adidas.
Nick Tilsley.
Yeah.
Samba.
You went through a Stan Smith phase, didn't you?
The Gazelle?
Samba. Only ever the Samba. Never the Gazelle.
So you're Adidas. And I'm Nike by a country mile. Like, wouldn't ever consider Adidas. Don't know why.
Well, I don't think I'm that.
I'm sure
that's hit their profit.
Sorry if you want a sponsorship.
I've never really had that stronger thing about it. It's whether, because I've got Nikes on today, the Cortez, the original shoe.
It was two brothers, wasn't it? Adidas.
They split up, yeah.
And they had a fallout.
One went Puma, one went Adidas.
And they had their offices or factories opposite each other.
Would you wear Nike and Adidas together?
On the same foot? One left, one right?
Would you wear Nike bottoms, Adidas shoes?
You crazy, crazy man.
Wow! That's just crazy fashion.
I wouldn't.
I didn't think about it that much. I think about whether I like the shoe or not.
I liked the three-stripe pants.
Yeah, I've got those. Still got those.
You did used to like an Adidas tracksuit, and you still got that hoodie now.
I've got an Adidas,
jacket. Zip-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I used to wear the three stripes a lot.
Speaking of three stripes, you know the guy in Air, the film?
Yeah.
Who, Peter Moore, I think he's called? Yeah. The guy who designs the logo. Of Michael Jordan doing the leaping thing.
Yeah.
He went over to Adidas in like 87 and he stayed with them until 98. And he's the guy who's responsible for Adidas's current logo, the three stripes. So before that, they were the crown, the Adidas crown.
But it looks like a cannabis leaf as well.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah. But the Adidas crown is...
And then he did three stripes.
And he's the guy who did the three stripe.
Did the Adidas crown always have three stripes through it?
Yeah, it was that, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, firstly, synopsis, what do you reckon?
Yeah, fine. It's like a documentary, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Kind of.
I think...
Red Shoe Dog?
What?
Have you read Shoe Dog?
Isn't it?
No.
I've read it. I haven't read many books.
But the book isn't this, is it?
No.
The book is him.
The book's him. The book is Phil Knight's memoirs of creating Nike.
Yeah.
And Phil Knight is Ben Affleck's character.
Yeah, he's the guy who started it. Most of the book is him spent in Japan, going in and out of factories, you know, starting I was going to say Tiger Aspect, but Tiger Aspect's a production company. Yeah. what, because it was first known as Tiger something.
All right, okay.
He went to different parts of Japan, kind of found out everything he needed to find out about trainers to get on this. But the book's good. The book.
Yeah.
But yeah,
actually,
sorry.
Matt Damon's all right.
Yeah.
He could be a bit vanilla sometimes. And actually wasn't too bad in this.
Wore a fat suit.
Did he?
He did.
I thought he put weight on.
Wore a fat suit.
He wore a fat suit for the job.
I love that.
I thought he put weight on.
When you go weight
he on. Said this was one of his favourite jobs he's ever done and he was really upset when it finished.
I can see. Cause
they're all having a laugh.
Yeah, and actually he's good in it, but yeah, it's not requiring him to be like... it's like a really compelling story because it's true.
It's one, yeah. It's sort of like a very human part. Yeah, that, yeah. And he's usually like an action hero or something like that,
Born or something. Yeah. But this was a bit more like. It reminded me of him when he did that. What was that one where he played where they miniaturized people?
Oh,
small soldiers.
Shrinking. It reminded me. He was a bit more. He had a bit more to do.
What was that? What was that animal hospital one that he made us?
We bought a zoo.
Shite. I mean, he has done some shit.
He's done some shit.
This actually was very good, isn't it? Very watchable.
Yeah. I liked Ozark as well.
Yeah, I did.
What's he called? Ozark?
Jason Bateman. He's very good.
Yeah. My girlfriend.
Well casted.
And then what's
his
face?
All good.
Was brilliant. What's his face?
Ben Affleck.
No, from Rush Hour.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker's
brilliant.
Great.
Yeah.
Isn't he great?
I think
half his stuff you're thinking.
Does he play Howard White?
Howard White.
Who's a lifelong friend of Michael Jordan. And when Ben Affleck asked him, he said, look, he didn't want to be involved massively, Michael Jordan, in the film, but he said, look, can I come to you and ask you for like some, you know, historical
truth on it.
Yeah, exactly. So he went, yeah, sure. And he went, give me some tips, what do you want? And he said, you've got to cast Viola Davis as my mum.
Who is rock.
She's mint.
She is. Yeah. She's the rock in those big...
Yeah.
In the office of Nike, you've got great casting, larger than life characters. You know, you're buying in, but it's all men, shoes, Nike. Viola Davis is the fucking boss.
Yeah.
She plays that so well.
So he says, you have to cast her and you have to have the character Howard White in it somewhere because he was a big, big influence in also why we've stayed with them and, you know, have such a good relationship with them and he's a lifelong friend
of me and the family
says,
now.
Okay, I'll make sure
God,
he's
in. Fucking
and
good in the film.
Ben Affleck went, I'm going to get Chris Tucker.
He was fucking good in the film. Really fucking good. I felt like it was almost slightly like a student movie because they were in a set.
Yeah.
And actually, they didn't have to move around those offices much.
Yeah, stayed pretty much in there.
You didn't have to see any mad basketball.
And because it was a 90s office, 80s office.
80s, isn't it?
I mean, it was fairly shit, wasn't it? It wasn't. Yeah. It's not state of the art. It's Nike now, we all know, as Nike Town in Beaverton. Like, it's a massive empire now. Yeah. Whereas at that time, that's just what it was.
That was it. Whoever was in there was the collective of the whole business.
And it had just gone public. It was either going to work or it wasn't work. Yeah. Yes, it had made Phil Knight a rich man, but what was going to happen now? You know, the whole thing about it's just a jogging brand, which obviously it was, whereas you think now it's a huge brand.
Yeah, but at that time, I remember, no one jogged.
No one, yeah.
Like, if you did a bit of tennis... jogging was not a thing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it kind of came sort of like a fashion. And then people jogged and you went, oh, he's off for a jog. But I mean, bear in mind, you were jogging in these. And that was like state of the art.
That's pretty much what Phil Knight's wearing when he goes on his jog, those shoes.
The waffle shoe, the Cortez was the original shoe.
Yeah, the waffle shoe was created by Bob Bowerman, wasn't it?
The first one, yeah. And then they got this as kind of a mass production. But imagine, you're just running in that. Yeah, very good. Like Ben Affleck. Thought he was good. Didn't have too much to do.
He's directed it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I do wonder if that affects it.
Yeah, definitely. Much better. He didn't need to be.
He doesn't need to be.
It's not like he's the main guy.
The main guy.
And it's not, you know, I like the fact that Phil Knight's a name that we all know associated with Nike, but, you know, he's just making ballsy decisions at times whilst everyone else is doing the hard work. And I like the bit how it ties in, you know, where you know, at the end of it, Phil Knight kind of says to Matt Damon's character, he's like, you know, thanks for doing this. Like, you know, no one else could have ever have done it. And he turns around and goes, no one else would have ever given me the job. Yeah. And it's kind of that bit of the respect of how well it all works together.
You felt like a bit like all those companies, maybe like Apple when it started, or like an Atari, all those big brands you think of now, they only had that one chance when they started to actually affect things when it's new. And then after that becomes so hugely corporate, you can't change anything. Look at Walt Disney. When he was making the decisions and he was one guy making the decision, you just don't get that anymore. You don't really get that in big business.
Quick question. Ben, you've lived this life. Me and Jack haven't. But you are...
Playboy, international playboy.
You are...
Bond.
Football. You're captain of England.
Yeah.
You're the biggest footballer in the world. You're signing your
signing someone.
No, you're signing your boot sponsor.
Oh.
Who are you going with?
If it's football, then it's Adidas Predators, isn't it?
Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I think that's the only one.
Really?
Yeah.
Not looking at Umbro, Sondico.
Are you bollocks?
Not looking Some at any of the
Sondico.
Others. Sondico.
What the fuck are they?
My mum was too tight. I had a pair of Sondicos.
Sondicos are the
Sports
I
Direct
got those.
Ones.
When I was a kid, you used to get molded.
Henry had Sondicos.
You used to get molded. So they weren't studs. They were just molded. They weren't even studs.
We weren't allowed studs because we played on 4G at Cass.
I remember there was played on grass.
I remember there were some kids who had
boots and blades.
Do you remember Knicks?
Yeah.
Knicks. What are Knicks?
What were the ones with four stripes? Oh, do you remember
which
the ones
four
stripes?
I just think it was just four stripes.
High-tech
Windsor
high
World of Shoes.
My dad had high-tech.
High-tech Silver Shadow. The shit of shoes.
My mum used to take us to Windsor's World of Shoes, me and my sister used to go to the back where all the brands were, and she'd be like, we're looking in the non-branded
do you know
section.
Where? And no one fucking do this on the podcast. Do you know where I get my Samba from? Best ones.
TK Maxx.
No, Windsor's.
Do you?
Best price. Wow. Cheaper than anywhere else.
So you go into a Windsor's
Sambas.
World of
I do everything
things.
In my Sambas. Everything. Walk the dog, DIY.
Gym.
Do everything in
these. I do everything in these. I sleep in these.
You climb mountains.
You are...
Are they mountain boots? Is that what they're for? They look like mountain boots, or you should be in a dungeon somewhere.
You've gone through phases. Because at one point...
You do everything. Tap shoes, everything.
At one point, You were Jackie P Converse,
yeah.
Wanny.
But if
then
I have
you were
one,
Jack, do you remember you had those Nike high tops?
Yeah, I had them. Yeah, I'll just have one, and then that'll be it.
But when we've gone boots for a while. When are we going back trainers?
When someone buys me some of them, I won't change until they're bought.
What were you like to go back to? Because them Converse used to fucking get them scratty. You did.
Yeah, I did.
Ratings.
Already?
Yeah. Well, we're done. We're good.
I don't know if you've gathered, but I really like this film. Really like it. I think I remember when it came out at the time. It was about this time last year. I think it's a feel-good Coulson pick, but I also think it has...
There's a bit more to it than
has a bit more to it. It's got great characters. It's a great story. I love the facts at the end about how much money it's gone on to make, how it has completely changed the basketball industry. The whole bit about fining for the shoes to get more colour in. Jordans now are they're having a resurgence again now, aren't they? They're massive.
Yeah.
I love it. Really, really love it.
Yeah. Come on.
9.
Okay. What did you do, Saltburn?
9.5, maybe.
You said this was your best film.
Between Saltburn, Oppenheimer and Air of last year.
Saltburn, you went 9.5.
Yeah.
You...
Social Network, you went 9.
I just really love this film.
Well, obviously not that much.
I could have given it a 9.5, but I thought you'd have shouted at me. I could have given it a 10, but I thought you'd have shouted
at me. But
hold on, you've got to start doing things as an adult.
I'll start soon.
You pick things without going, I thought you would say this.
I'll start
we haven't soon. Said anything. We've gone, oh, it's interesting rating.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be like Jack and pick Falling Down.
Hey, Falling Down is good.
Go on, go. So you got 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack?
I've got 8.4.
So just below the 0.5. Any explanation as to why?
It's not in the 0.5 category.
Shit.
I think it just fails to get in, but I think it's a story that before you've watched, you all know. So you know yeah. Michael Jordan made a deal with Nike.
Yeah, if you left the cinema halfway through, yeah, you'd know
he'd
signed.
He went on yep. to be the biggest basketballing star the planet's ever known. He yeah. changed the face.
Basketballing star. I'm the biggest basketballing star.
I know my ball.
He went on to be... He changed the face of the game, didn't
yep,
he?
Yeah, he did.
Basically.
Yep.
And I think you're cheering for him. You're cheering for them, especially. You really want them to make the deal and to make the company Nike that it is that we know today. And I think it is a feel-good. And the music's fucking banging as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, great sound. And you know it led to Tiger Woods, and you know it led to like other...
Yeah.
Kind of... It created a lot of that, you know, massive names and celebrities and brands, didn't it?
Mm. And it set a precedent, didn't it, for... people making these type of
yes,
it
did.
Moving forward, because before him, were they only making something like 20 well,
no,
grand
you
a
were,
season?
They were licensed.
They were just paying their fee.
So as soon as you were out, you were out.
Mm.
So the Jordans have survived longer than his career.
Yeah.
But once his career stopped, they would have stopped paying him for those.
Right.
They would have licensed him while he was paying, but now they have to license him for it.
Well, he won't get his 250 grand a year, but he'll get his percent.
Well, yeah.
It's not...
Yeah.
Which is a percent of... What was it?
It was something
like... 400 million a year, he gets.
Yeah. 400 million.
So, yeah, he won't get his 250, but I think it'll take...
And they're even bigger now than ever. Jordan's probably as big as...
What did he get? 25% or something?
Don't think so. I think he got like one.
It must have been a tiny percent, but they're probably thinking... They thought they would do... 3 million in the first year, so it must have been something like, I wonder if they thought they might give him 5% and it'd be like 150 grand on top of his 250.
And they did a lot more than 3 million, didn't they?
They did 168 or 162 million in the first year.
Mad.
So in the first year, he's annihilated his weekly pay at 18.
And they're still the same colorway is still going because that's what you bought, isn't
it? The original, yeah. the red and white.
Yeah. I bought the original one, yeah. Yeah, still, I mean, amazing, really. I'm going to go...
10.
I'm going to go 11. I'm going to go...
I'm thinking you're thinking, is it an 8, but do I want to give it any more, but you can't go as high as 9?
It's not up there for me.
Is it not?
No, because I think there's two different things for me. I think I'll go 8. It's a separate thing. I actually, the story and then the film are two different things for me.
16.4 add 9 is...
25.4.
Can't be beaten for.
Oh, it's into third.
It's not bad. Good. I was surprised at how watchable I thought Damon was. Because sometimes it can just... He looks a bit bored. And it's interesting you said he enjoyed it. Because I thought, he is enjoying it.
I think you could tell they were all enjoying it. I think they had a fun time doing that job.
Yeah, they're all mates.
I imagine anyone would have. It'd have been a fun job. And you'd imagine if your mates, if Ben Affleck's a director, he's getting his boys in, isn't he? It was a bit of jobs for the boys.
Yeah, of course.
Felt like that. Mm. Jason Bateman, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, they've all been around for years
Chris
and years,
Tucker.
Haven't they?
Yeah, it'd have been a laugh.
So 25.4 takes it into third place. It's just below The Social Network and it's above Hurt Locker. Next week, Ben, it is your film choice. Your choice currently sits at top of the leaderboard with The Morning Show.
Poor Things.
Poor Things. I saw it yesterday.
The cinema release.
Yeah.
There we go. That's what I'm picking. It's... Up for an Oscar. Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo.
I think that's the second favourite, isn't it? If Oppenheimer
William
doesn't
Defoe.
Win, that's
what?
The...
Oppenheimer will win.
Yeah, but that's the...
He'll win Best Actor.
Who? Cillian
Murphy. Sicilian.
Deserved.
Sicilian.
Yeah, he'll win Best Actor.
I don't know. Bradley Cooper.
For what?
Maestro.
I don't think he'll win it because I think they'll think that... I haven't seen it, but I imagine they'll think he's pushed to win an Oscar because they haven't given him as many noms as they thought.
What else is up for Best Film?
That
The Holdovers, isn't it?
That Nazi thing you said.
Oh, yeah. Zone of Interest, which looks brilliant.
Which is about just, Auschwitz. Just come out this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks very good. Yeah. I can't remember the holdovers. I can't remember what else. But it's going to be between Oppenheimer and Barbie, isn't it? But Oppenheimer's going to take a load.
I don't think
Barbie won't.
It won't win Best Movie, but I'm saying...
Barbie will win Best Sound.
But I think if Barbie was going to win anything, it'd have done something at the Golden Globes.
It'll win...
Because that's the nice one.
Barbie will win Soundtrack.
Give it fuck all.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, song.
Henry had something to say from the floor.
Here's the nominees. I've got them here.
Okay. Yeah.
The Holdovers, American Fiction, The Zone of Interest, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Past Lives, Atomony of the Falls.
Oh,
Maestro and Killers of the Flower Moon.
What's that?
Past Lives. Anatomy of good
the
film. Fall.
What's that? Is that that Norwegian film?
Yeah. My wife saw that.
Apparently it was shit.
My wife thought it was shit, yeah. And then it's gone up for an Oscar.
Past Lives.
So anything else you want to know about films?
Drop me an email.
Drop me an email. I pick the winners.
If you've enjoyed this chat on film and you wish that you could listen to old style episodes where we purely do talk about film, there is a place where all your dreams come true. And that is...
Toys R Us, Toys R Us, Toys R Us.
And that is at the end of the rainbow. But if you can't find that, join us on Patreon.
Yes, as Ben said, you can join us on Patreon. Patreon is our paid for subscription platform where there's loads of bonus episodes of On the Sofa. And on there, we have an episode of Jack's Famous Friends, which is where Jack delves into the life, the career, the past, the childhood of a famous actor. And
sounds a bit creepy. I promise you.
He delves into the handbag of their life.
A fine tooth curl.
He talks all about them. There's another episode, which is a question and answer session with us three, where you guys who are Patreon members can ask us any questions that you like and we answer them. We get asked stuff like, what brand of toothpaste do you use?
No, it's more interesting stuff than that.
I think the big thing, the big draw, has always been the Masu, which went down very well last time when we did it.
What's the other big draw, Jack?
Oh, you can watch the episodes. Yeah. So on Patreon.
If you don't know what we look like, do that.
Yeah. And I know if you've signed up recently, you'll be thinking, boys, you've not mentioned the biggest draw of all, which is you get a job.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And there are four people who have got jobs this week who are joining us on the Sofa Land to get a job and to start their employment journey.
I've got a job.
Journey.
So in a factory or in a big corporation, you have like an ACAS, you have a conciliatory service where if you've had an argument with someone, you need someone to sit down with, don't you? A kind of intermediary to work that through. I've got an argument with Pontarelli at the deli.
Yeah,
we don't get on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mediation.
Head of mediation, Tiff.
Like very, good. Very good. Big job. People are
It's a big job. Have you noticed that?
They're always big jobs.
I think when you're saying big job, you're thinking of them.
Nah, it's not a big job.
It's not a big job. It's a little job. It's very important. It's a free day a week.
The opposite.
It's a free day a week. Mm. It's very important. Mm. Everyone's a little bit down. Everyone just needs to lighten up, have a bit more fun. Mm. So we've decided to employ Head of Laughter.
Oh, no.
Judy McLaughlin.
Oh no, I looked down at my paper and I saw, where's it? And I went, I've got one.
Yeah.
It is pronounced McLaughlin.
Yeah, but it don't matter. It don't matter.
McLaughlin.
Okay, this is shit. This is really shit. But you're having it, Brenda. We've got some trees.
I knew it. Head of chopping
tree. Head of chopping tree.
There's only one.
So we've got
Brenda.
Trees.
Or hacking trees, maybe.
We've got trees at the back of the lot, and we just need to get rid of them.
Tree surgeon.
Yeah, we need a tree surgeon, and the only person who can wield the axe.
Good with an axe.
Is Brenda Hoik.
Hoik. Brenda Hoik. I like it.
I think I've pronounced her name right.
And Ben, it's come across my desk that you've got the last job to give out.
Oh, okay. So we've got it's a big corporation now, and sometimes in that corporation you get people who don't do things so well. Who mess up. And head of people who don't do their job very well is Alison Battley.
Well, thank you for signing up on Patreon and thank you for joining us on the Sofa Lounge. It is a job.
It's not a job. It is a head job. Head of not doing something well.
But you didn't have an issue with
Badly.
You didn't have an issue with head of fucking wind up.
You didn't have an issue with head of hacking trees.
If you want to get in on the action and get yourself a job next week, go on over to www.patreon.com/ on
can
the
you
sofa.
What you mean? I turned up fucking banger today. We all did really badly. My department's rocking. Yeah. Alison Badley. She must love that. What a name. Great name, that. Great
next
name.
Week, we're talking all things the film Poor Things. So make sure you join us then. In the meantime, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.